storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
You're listening to GCN.
USA Radio News. I'm Jody Jordan. Israel has no plans to occupy Gaza. That word from the country's foreign minister, Tishbe Livni. She tells NBC's Meet the Press that the Israeli air assaults in Gaza came because the Hamas rulers there were smuggling weapons and building a small army. Hundreds of Palestinians have been killed, and the Israeli action has brought protests. Secretary General of the Arab League, Hamer Moussa, says he condemns the attacks.
The main message is to stop the all the violent actions and to stop the aggression against the Palestinians in Gaza.
And Mark Levy has more.
The death toll in Gaza keeps rising, and there's no sign this is anywhere near its conclusion. Israel's Air Force is still pounding targets, and there are signs Israel's preparing a ground invasion as well. It's the bloodiest offensive in Gaza since the 1967 Mideast War.
This is IRN, USA Radio News.
Americans paid over $65 billion in interest payments alone last year. Are you one of them? Don't be embarrassed. The average household owes over $25,000 in credit card debt, and 65% of those households can only afford to make the minimum monthly payment. 90% of those payments are just interest. Are you running a hopeless financial marathon?
I can't keep this up. I need relief.
You can finally rest easy. Debt Relief USA has helped thousands of people just like you. If you owe more than $10,000 in credit card debt and are getting nowhere making minimum monthly payments, call the specialists at Debt Relief USA, 800-515-3687.
Debt Relief USA cleaned up my credit card problems, and I saved almost 60% of what I owed. I'm saving tons of money just in interest payments.
Debt Relief USA can typically save you about half of what you owe. You can truly be debt-free in less than 36 months. For your free consultation, call 800-515-3687. That's 800-515-3687. Become debt-free now with Debt Relief USA. Call 800-515-3687.
The U.S. military says 14 Afghan schoolchildren are among the dead after a suicide bomb attack in eastern Afghanistan. Officials say the bomber tried to attack a meeting of tribal elders and instead set off the explosives near a primary school. In all, the military says 16 people died. Even amid the slowing economy, the incoming Obama administration still plans to provide a middle-class tax cut. Obama advisor David Axelrod tells NBC that it's important to get money in people's pockets. But he also says President Bush's tax cuts will still be allowed to expire, saying those tax cuts are geared to the wealthy. Laura Bush doesn't see her husband's 8 years in office as a failure. She tells Fox News she disagrees with the critics who view it that way, but that she doesn't feel as if she needs to respond to them. She says history will judge her husband's presidency. For more news and analysis, log on to irnnews.com.
You could be financially independent and never have to worry about money again. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? This is Andy Willoughby speaking for the Three-Step Plan. The Three-Step Plan is a business system designed to help families start their own home-based business. If you like working with people with similar family values, you'll love the Three-Step Plan. Go to threesteplan.com or call 800-658-0459. 800-658-0459.
And more on the Middle East. Republican Senator Bob Corker says he's very saddened that lives have been lost in the Middle East conflict.
All of us, our hearts and prayers go out to people on both sides, and certainly especially the civilians who've been harmed in the Gaza area.
Several thousand people gathered for a pro-Palestinian demonstration today in Iraq. Here's Jim Hintz.
There was a protest on Sunday of about 1,300 people in Mosul, one of Iraq's most violent cities. The protest was against Israel's airstrikes on Gaza.
The forecast calls for clear skies today in the Midwest, a day after some summer-like weather a week into winter. The region was pounded with hail, high winds, and even funnel clouds. Much of Illinois, Missouri, and Michigan are under a flood watch. Bruce Sullivan is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
We do have a system pushing into the Pacific Northwest, bringing some heavy rains to parts of northern California and Oregon where possible flooding conditions could develop. And further inland, that precipitation will be in the form of some heavy snow, especially in the mountains of northern Idaho, western Montana.
What a transition into Let It Rain by Eric Clapton. Delaney Bramlett, the singer, songwriter, producer who penned classic rock songs such as Let It Rain and worked with musicians like George Harrison and Eric Clapton, died Saturday. He was 69. I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemicals. Only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen. And so much more. Even hard to find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
Prepare yourself for a talk radio experience like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll-free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome and thank you for joining us on this Sunday edition. I'm here 6 days a week, Sundays 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thank you for joining us, whether you're listening on the AM and FM dial, the internet at InfoWars.com, or the podcast or global shortwave or satellite. Thank you again for joining us on this Sunday edition, the 28th day of December, 2008. This is the, I guess, last Sunday show for 2008. So this is the final one. I know everybody's saying it, but it's true. Time just speeds up faster and faster. It's not just that we're all getting older, but it's our way of lives, and there's so much detail, so many things to keep track of our modern lives that time seems to get away from us. But here we are live on this Sunday edition. Again, thank you for joining us. The websites are prisonplanet.com, infowars.net, jonesreport.com, truthnews.us, as well as infowars.com. A lot happening. Israel, as you know, starting yesterday, launched huge attacks into the Gaza Strip in response to years of Katyusha rockets being fired into their territory. Militarily, it's the equivalent of a Daisy Red Ryder BB gun. But if you are the few people killed each month from them, it is no joke. Well, Israel has responded by bombing large civilian populations and injuring. Now they're reporting more than 700 people and more than 300 dead, and Israel's moving large amounts of troops and tanks and other artillery up to the border with the Gaza Strip. IDF mobilizes tanks, reinforces troops along Gaza border. The Israeli Defense Forces on early Sunday began mobilizing tanks and reinforcing ground troops near the Gaza border in preparation for a possible ground incursion. Defense Minister Ehud Barak told Sky News that he would not rule out widening the offensive in Gaza Strip to include a ground invasion. I wonder if that'll go better than the 2006 invasion of Lebanon. There they were fighting the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, Israel founded, according to Haaretz, in the 1970s. The group that they are now fighting as a counterbalance to Hezbollah. That's right. The group that Israel's fighting today in the Gaza Strip is the very group that Israel founded in the 70s as a counterbalance to Hezbollah. Very, very interesting. That, of course, is Hamas. So we'll be covering some of that today. Also over the weekend, masses of Indian and Pakistani troops built up along their borders. Last time we saw this was when war flared up between the two nuclear powers in 2002. But now both sides are saying, don't worry, this is not an escalation, though it clearly is. Troops moving near the Indian border. Action after Mumbai attacks shifts focus from Afghanistan, which is exactly what the RAND Corporation says they want, is a theater war in that area. So that's some of the news there as well. Israel says they're set for a prolonged Gaza operation that may last weeks or even months, with hundreds of Saudis being flown a day by fighter bombers. And the images are grisly. Whole crowds blown to bits. Most of the main attacks have been focused on the government of the Gaza Strip itself, on police stations, on military installations, on a group of graduating police who were all out in formation in the front yard of the police training center. Most of them were killed. So this is an attempt at decapitation of the Hamas government, which again was created by Israel. Before you roll your eyes about that, that's admitted in the Israeli newspapers, that that's how this works, and it's been declassified that when Israel doesn't want a peace deal to go forward, that they actually fund terror groups that are attacking Israel. So see, it's not as simple as, are you for the Palestinians, or are you for Israel? The military-industrial complex of Israel wants to keep conflict going in the area so they can crack down on the press, steal billions and billions of dollars a year from Israeli taxpayers to go into the black hole of their military system. A lot of the Arab countries also block off Palestinian areas so Palestinians can't emigrate or get out of different areas of the occupied territories, to, again, as a political football, continue this on forever. It's the same policy that we see from all wicked governments. So it's not a black or white issue. It is a great game or geopolitical chessboard that we are looking at here as a society. So that is some of the news that we have there as well. I've spent a lot of time on this, but I want to spend some more time on it today because the general public is just now finally becoming aware of it. The military, the Marines and the Army have openly announced now that they will engage the American people in order to do so, and that regular Army and Marines will be stationed in every town and city to suppress and dominate the American people. Now, this has been in hundreds of newspapers the last few months, and one of the reports that I have here in front of me is out of the New York Post, another one out of CBS News, just last week. So when we come back, I'm going to take some phone calls on whatever issue you wish to discuss, the economy, the militarization of police, this whole globalist system, the fact that Congress is about to reauthorize NAFTA and GATT, despite the fact that in polls, over 95% of Americans, bipartisan, don't want it. Again, showing how illegitimate and criminal government is. But I want to get into these reports where the press is announcing, but telling you it's a good idea that the Army and Marines be used against the American people. Now, remember, I told you they were gearing up for this for more than 12 years. The government documents, the on-the-ground intelligence going out and filming their drills. Didn't take a rocket scientist when I would videotape Army and Marines openly admitting their training to take over U.S. cities and confiscate our guns. It didn't take a rocket scientist to come on the air and warn you and shoot video of it and make films, and still large portions of the population would say, well, so what if the Army's training to fight the American people? That's good. Doesn't matter if that's tyranny and anti-American and classical corruption. But others would say, oh, no, it's not real, it's not happening. Well, now that it's openly being announced, because they're preparing to actually do it now, this long-term plan coming to a head, people are now just spinning it. Well, you know, it's probably not going to happen, or even if it does, it's for our own good. Well, let me go over the latest developments on this front and then explain to you that this is not for your own good. See, when you hear the term New World Order, it's very simple. It's a group of offshore banking families who are setting up a world government. They come in and lobby governments to sign treaties with the private world government. And then that way the private banks can literally become government and tax you and regulate you and control your life. And then they can steal tens of trillions of dollars out of your pension funds, your 401k. And then if you try to politically take back control of your nation and ever bring these criminals to justice, you can't, because a military form of government has replaced the constitutional form. Now, this is stated. You're being robbed. Okay? Just like a third world nation. It's not cute. It's not funny. We're going to cover the latest developments when we get back.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
Every 22 seconds, a violent crime is committed. Are you concerned about your personal safety? Why wait for something bad to happen when you can take action now? Be smart. Be safe. Trust pepper spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web, including mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. PepperSpray.com is proud to feature Saber brand Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray. For every Saber Pink Ribbon Pepper Spray sold, a donation will be made to the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Enter the word pepper in the coupon box and you'll receive 10% off your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com or call 1-800-908-9988. Call today.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back live on the toll-free number to join us on this 28th day of December. In the waning days and hours of 2008, 877-590-5525, 877-590-5525. And your calls from California, Arizona, Florida, Virginia, many other places are coming up in the next segment. So we have a lot of cognitive dissonance going on. You ever heard of that term? You know, the public's been told that crazies believe there's a secret plan for the military to take over America. Didn't matter if those crazies had congressional reports and declassified government documents. It didn't matter if they went out and videotaped urban warfare drills. The establishment, while they were busy setting this all up in its embryonic phase, it could have been shut down then. So they had to lie to you and say it didn't exist. But now that they're getting ready to roll it out, they have to announce it. Now that they're finally at their go date or their zero hour, their D-Day. You know, I've got a bunch of comments here from YouTube and other sites I happen to see myself being attacked on. Also Infowars.com in the comment section. With people still on there saying, oh, this Alex Jones is a nut. He's making this thing up about troops on the streets of America. Doesn't matter if they're commenting on a story where right above it I have a link to the Phoenix Business Journal or CBS News or Associated Press or Army.mil. They just say I'm a liar. And that's how cognitive dissonance works. Instead of ever getting around to, okay, do we want troops on the streets? Why is this happening? We'll just have a debate while they're on the streets, I guess confiscating our guns, about whether or not they exist or not. I remember when in New Orleans the police chief came out and said everybody will be disarmed, no one will be allowed to be armed. And they went door to door in the high and drive and wealthy areas, went in people's houses, didn't bring food and water, and took people's guns and took them to jail. And I played the clip on air, and I even read the New York Times admitting gun confiscation. And I had people calling me, and I had people emailing me saying I was a fear-mongering liar. You know, Governor Blagojevich is in trouble now, but what, 2 months ago, 2.5 months ago, I played an audio clip of him at a press conference where he said we're using the National Guard for gun confiscation in the cities where they have total gun bans, and they send the army out with the police in black ski mask and uniforms. It's on the news. And they confiscate guns. And nobody wants to touch that. The NRA, nobody. Because, see, that's too real. It's going on now. You know, we've been inside the North American Union under NAFTA and GATT since 1994. It's in the treaty. It's been expanded. We're now a part of the European Union. That transatlantic deal was signed last year. I have Bush in signing it, announcing it, in the Rose Garden, in my film Endgame. Doesn't matter, doesn't exist. You know, I've got Texas employees, and earlier this year in January, I got my new sheet saying from the Texas Workforce Commission, saying, here you are for the North American worker ID, part of the North American integration. I mean, I even get North American documents in the mail. Doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. So let me tell you something. You may think it's smiley and cute and funny to live in denial about all this and to giggle and smirk about serious issues, but tyranny can happen here, and tyranny is happening here. And you're sitting around, sitting on your thumb, you know, or you got your thumb in your mouth, sucking on it like a little baby, giggling and smirking and, you know, looking at the government like it's your mommy. It's not your mommy. It's a private receivership group for offshore banks. And they're going to take everything you've got, and they're training the military to gun you down in the streets. Okay? And the military's full of foreigners and aggravated felons now, not to mention that they're openly announcing in public treaties to use foreign troops in the U.S. That's now mainstream news. And the public can't deal with it. Now, here is the New York Post. This was a New York Post on Tuesday. U.S. Army ready if the downturn gets out of hand. And the article goes on to talk about how great it is. By John Crudel, and they act like the Army just now started this. This just now they decided to put 20,000 troops on the streets of America. And no, they've been planning this for decades, slowly twisting the military, the officers, and the troops to go along with this takeover. Kind of like an Operation Valkyrie in reverse. And it goes on here. So see, you always wondered how they'd propose it. Well, I always told you. They'd stage terror attacks first to train the police and military to accept it internally. Then they'd have a controlled economic collapse to finally bring them out on the streets. I mean, I made a film 7 years ago where we lay that out. Several of my films break that down. So, it goes on. Are you afraid that the economic downturn could get out of hand? I mean, really out of hand? Well, don't worry. The U.S. Army War College is on the case, ready to handle unforeseen economic collapse and the rapid dislocation of public order in all or significant parts of the U.S. And you thought we were only dealing with a recession. In the report published November 4th, just in time for the holiday season, the War College Strategic Studies Institute postulated on a number of shocks that the country should be prepared for, including unrest caused by the economy's failure. Yeah, if you actually read that report that we've written articles about in the last few months, before it was in the New York Post, it's all about how they're prepared to engage the American people. And it's in the John Warner Defense Authorization Act from 2 years ago that the governors are no longer governors. They're puppets of the feds. And Congress has no authority. Everything is the presidency, which is a total dictatorship. And people are like, well, Bush didn't declare martial law. Thought he was. No, I said here on the show 6 months ago. I said, you're all thinking it's going to be George Bush and I had Naomi Wolf on, who was hyperventilating, thinking he was about to declare martial law. And I said, lady, they're going to pass all these powers on to Barack Obama. Because these guys are puppets for the offshore banks. Quit thinking the president runs anything. He's just as big a ceremonial jumping jack puppet as Congress is. Now, how do we get America back? We admit we're in these straits. But I know you're not going to listen until most of you are homeless. But then I want you to remember. Then I want you to wipe the Cheshire Cat smile off your face. It's really another kind of smile, but wipe it off, quit feeling so arrogant and know-it-all and powerful, and admit you really don't know a lot and that I've been right about all this and that we're really going into tyranny, and then maybe we can turn this around. But until you grow up, and I'm not talking to my regular listeners, I'm talking to, you know, Johnny-come-lately out there still snickering right now. So there's that article. Here's one out of the Phoenix Business Journal. Arizona police say they're prepared as War College warns military must prep for unrest. IMF warns of economic crisis, world depression. All right, I got a bunch of other stories here. Now, I told you you'd see a bunch of government propaganda about, oh, the Army's just here to change your tire. Well, sure enough, they're on the news. Get ready for that, and then your phone calls when we get back.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One, Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy-to-lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One, Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecolablue.com. Ecolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a five-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing five-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call Ecola Blue right now at 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
Drinkin' Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drinkin' Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Milt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don.
Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it.
Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
When you're out driving this holiday season, keep in mind you're being watched. Whether you know it or not, red light and speed cameras are everywhere, ready to snap a photo of your license plate. One simple, harmless error could end up costing you over $500, quickly putting an end to your holiday cheer. Fight back with Photo Blocker. Simply spray your plate once, and you're done. Any photos of your license plate will appear overexposed, making them virtually unreadable. See the newscast showing just how PhotoBlocker works against traffic cameras. Christmas is here, and the economy is in bad enough shape without spending hundreds of dollars in fees that can be avoided with one simple application of PhotoBlocker. Go to SprayYourPlate.com. That's SprayYourPlate.com. Or call 1-800-276-9601. That's 1-800-276-9601. Don't give your money to the state. Spray your plate. And when the cameras flash, you'll save some cash.
Eat it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hey, wait a minute. It's the New World Order theme song with Madoff and Republicans and Democrats. They already took your pension funds. And if you don't like it, yeah, they got the boys in green, out there with those cat's eyes looking at you. They'll eat their guts, your mama's guts, and ask for seconds. You think it's cute letting tyranny grow? You think it's fun? Well, you're going to find out what it's like to get butchered like a fat Christmas hog, because you're on a highway to hell. Yeah. Party time. You're on the highway to the New World Order. Gonna stop. Keep watching the football games. Keep acting like a know-it-all yuppie, a dumb liberal, a dumb mainline conservative. Go ahead and tell me Obama's gonna save us. Yeah! No speed limit, baby! No Obama, Rush Limbaugh, Sean Hannity, give me the pap, give me the lies. Oh, give me controlled paradigm. Oh. How long, ladies and gentlemen, have we been talking about all the real issues that have come true? And now you hear these mainline talk show hosts acting like, oh, they've turned up the money printing presses. Oh, the Federal Reserve. Oh, the CFR. All these talk show hosts that attack Ron Paul, suddenly they like him. Because now there's not a danger of him actually becoming president and turning this around. Yeah, you're a day late and a dollar short, all of you. And you mainline Democrats all running around. Barack Obama has betrayed you on every front. There's going to be more wars, more regulations, more taxes on the middle class, a tax on the free internet, a tax on free speech. On and on. More NAFTA, more GATT. He just appointed his head of trade, who openly has called for a North American Union, when he said he'd get rid of NAFTA and GATT. He betrayed you like all these New World Order slime balls did.
Obama! 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 Oh, I love the government. Oh, oh, I love the mainstream media. I love being lied to.
And, oh, I mean, when the troops come to take you to the FEMA camp, you'll just thank them. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, yes. I'm patriotic. All right, let's get serious because I want to go to your calls at 877-590-5525. You know, it's admitted a year and a half after we broke the story with the secret FEMA documents here on air. They've hired 26,000 preachers covertly through FEMA to tell their flocks to hand their guns in and go to FEMA camps. You think FEMA's covertly hiring 26,000 preachers because they want to play patty cake with you? No, they knew a long time ago their banker masters were going to steal everything you had, your police and fire department and teacher pension funds. And now they got an army made up of illegal aliens and felons who will enforce all the theft. And if you don't grow up and say no to this, they're going to go along with the next phase. They're testing you right now. Now, go back a couple months ago. What did I say you'd see? I said you'd hear about the army on the streets of America. Now they openly admit it's to suppress you during rioting and collapse of society. That's in the documents. But when they publicly announce it to the cattle, they tell you, oh, the army's going to be helping change tires and get people out of car wrecks. Remember, I told you that's what you'd hear. Remember? How did I know? I was reading the full report. They said they would do PR propaganda, and sure enough, here it is. It is now in the newspaper. This is out of the Coastal Courier. It's in scores of papers, similar propaganda. Specialist Dale Swanger from the 3rd Infantry Division, Alpha Company, 1st Battalion, Field Artillery, uses the jaws of life to extract someone from a car. And it goes in to say, oh, well, the troops are just here to help at car wrecks, Mr. Jones. Okay, you said we'd have troops on the streets, but what, you're against them live-flighting people? You're against them with the jaws of life? Well, see, you're being acclimated, just like a domesticated hog goes, well, I like my master. He brings me grain. You're being acclimated to live in the pen before you go to the slaughterhouse. You're like a horse that loves its master when he puts you in the trailer to take you to the glue factory. And the troops, this is to acclimate them too. Oh, yeah, you're going to be on the streets of America now, helping at car wrecks. And the troops are like, well, I guess that's all right. And the cops are like, yeah, they're here to help at car wrecks now. The army's here all of a sudden. I heard that Alex on air saying it was tyranny, but I mean, it ain't tyranny to be helping at a car wreck or nothing. I mean, what you kids helping at wrecks for? See how they're manipulating your little minds? the troops, the police, the general public, all of us. I don't like Army PSYOPs being run on me. It gets me angry. You know why? Because I know what comes at the end of the tunnel. I know what comes at the end of this little ride. I know these people have been training to take our guns. I've got them on video. Ah! That's the problem, you idiots. Yes, they're coming for your guns. Yes, Obama's coming for your guns. And it didn't just start today. This establishment wants to domesticate you. They want you to be a dominated milk hog. They milk. The elite is cold-blooded. They don't care about you or your liberty or your freedom. They're not your friends. All the TV ads and PR and propaganda and shows like Homeland Security USA and all of it is to make the government the moral authority, the heroes in our minds, so we are sold on going along with their tyranny. You know, Homeland Security USA is going to debut in a few days on ABC. I went and watched the promos for it online. And you know what? They're doing what's legitimate, what's under the Constitution. See, they're slick. They're showing the Border Patrol. They're showing the Coast Guard. They're showing these great men and women. And then see, in the second season, you watch in a year or in 6 months. Then it'll be the anti-gun teams on the streets in Homeland Security USA and the local spy groups. But see, they're going to sell you on the show first with the admirable Border Patrol, the admirable Coast Guard. So, see, people are like, well, what's wrong with it? What's wrong with Homeland Security USA? Shows them to protecting our border. Because the establishment knows you want our border protected. The fact is they don't let the troops protect the border. And the troops are openly designed for the American people. And these giant deployments are for us. But to sell us on this image, they're going to show us Homeland Security USA with troops, with the Border Patrol and others. You see, in a legitimate role to then set the stage. See, that's the type of propaganda. There's thousands of different types, but that's just one that I'm pointing out here for you. Again, am I against the average troops? Am I against the average soldier? No. Am I against the average cop? No. I'm against the directives from on high, the mission statements, the rules of engagement you've been given. The Army War College admits, the Pentagon admits, they are preparing the U.S. military to engage the American people. And the private offshore bankers that own this country through fraud, it's fraudulent, are going to create a scenario where I might even beg for troops. That's right. Because you're on a two-front war here. Within 3 to 5 days, Army studies, going back to the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s show all over the world, within 3 to 5 days of limited food and water, almost everyone will steal. Within 10 to 15 days, 99% of people will kill for food. Now, you take this decadent slob population, totally spoiled. They don't get food for a week or two, folks. They will turn in their guns. They will hand over their children. They will go to FEMA camps. They will take forced inoculations. And then everything will be fixed. The government will back off. It'll set the precedent. Hey, look, they got things fixed during the rioting. In 2010, hey, you know, Alex, you were right about the troops planning all this, but you know what? Good thing they were there. And then the president said, troops are on the streets of America forever, and then the real tyranny can start. The next wave of staged terror to be blamed on the militias and the people of the United States. So see, this is going to be a gradual program of enslavement that we're going into. Your phone calls the second we come out hot with our afterburners from this break. Strap yourselves in. You found the front lines of the InfoWars.
So you finally decided you're going to stock up and store food. But why settle for bland, tasteless food? Why settle for less? There is an alternative. InternetGrocer.net. Enjoy the most delicious storable food at amazing prices. Enjoy creamy, delicious, real cheddar cheese in a can. Indulge in real canned meats and real canned butter. Storable meals from InternetGrocer.net will bring such variety and flavor you won't be able to tell you're actually eating storable food. You can purchase by the can or by the case. Choose a variety pack or an entire year's worth of food. InternetGrocer.net has non-hybrid seeds that will produce delicious food for you and your family. Ensure your food supply for years. Find out just how delicious storable food can be. Call 903-356-6443. That's 903-356-6443. Open from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Or shop online at internet-grocer.net. Again, that's internet-grocer.net.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
With rising unemployment and an economy that continues to fail, comes an increase in crime. Are you safe when you walk to your car? Are your kids safe when they go out? Everyone needs something to give that extra edge in case of an attack. You need DPS pepper spray from MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray on the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Stinger keychain is a great way to surprise a potential attacker. Mr. Defense carries the largest selection of stun guns, air tasers, knives, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Surprise your loved ones this Christmas with a gift of safety and security from MrDefense.com. Mention this ad and receive 10% off your order. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
So let's talk. Let's chat. Let's start a dialogue about your ideas and mine.
Oh, Hillary Clinton saving us now? What are you doing playing Hillary Clinton in there, Paul? Or, it goes Bush, Clinton, Bush, Clinton. I guess we'll always have a Clinton in the White House. I'm so sick of looking at that woman. But I'm already sick of Barack Obama, you know. A new face, yeah, but same old action. And all the retreads he's brought into his administration. All right, Gary, Mark, Aaron, Igor, and others. I'm going to get to your calls here momentarily. Some of the other news that I have here in front of me deals with the economy. We will be going over that. In case you didn't know, the banking crisis is orchestrated, and we go over all the evidence of that in stories at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com and with guests here on air. And later in the next hour, I'm going to break down some of the news developments there and the evidence that it is an inside job. But remember, we're the people that told you 3 years ago they were going to orchestrate a subprime mortgage implosion by design and that it would lead to what you're now seeing. All the other pundits told you everything was fine and rosy and that we were never in a recession. So just remember who's been right all along and who's been wrong. Just to put an end cap on this, or bookends on it, as they say, with the whole martial law situation, a lot of people think it's cute and funny, because they think they're members of the establishment. But don't forget what the encyclopedia has to say about Smedley Butler. Smedley Darlington Butler, nicknamed the Fighting Quaker or Old Gimbal Eye, was a major general in the U.S. Marine Corps and at the time of his death, the most decorated Marine in U.S. history. During his 34 years of Marine Corps service, Butler was awarded numerous medals for heroism, including the Marine Corps' Brevet Medal, the highest Marine medal at the time for officers, and subsequently the Medal of Honor twice. Notably, he is only one of 19 people to be twice awarded the Medal of Honor, and one of only three to be awarded a Marine Corps Brevet Medal and a Medal of Honor. And the only person to be awarded a Marine Corps Brevet Medal and the Medal of Honor for two different actions. In addition to his military career, Smedley Butler, he was shot in the chest, thigh, arm, over a bunch of other stuff. While saving people, Smedley Butler was noted for his outspoken anti-interventionist views and his book, War is a Racket. His book was one of the first works describing the workings of the military-industrial complex. And after retiring from the service, he became a popular speaker at meetings organized by veterans, pacifists, and church groups in the 1930s. In 1934, he informed the United States Congress that a group of wealthy industrialists had plotted a military coup known as the Business Plot to overthrow the government of President Franklin Delano Roosevelt. And that was, and later they had the McCormick-Dickstein Committee hearings. Now, see, we had Marines and Army officers like that back in the 30s when Hitler's people, through George Bush Sr.'s father, Prescott Bush, the head of the operation. Oh, that's congressional testimony. Next you'll tell me Congress doesn't exist, I understand, or the sun or moon doesn't exist. But the point is, they tried to overthrow, and they went to the Marine Corps to do it because he was next in line to be the commandant. And, you know, he had helped overthrow scores of nations for the private bankers. He'd never really spoken out politically. And so they thought that he was their man. And so they came to him and said, let's overthrow the government and basically link up with Hitler. And so he played along with them long enough to go to their secret meetings of some of the richest people in the U.S., basically people that run Wall Street today. I mean, it's all the big families. And then he blew the whistle to Congress. A few of them got arrested. But some of them were so powerful that the media, I mean, basically covered it up, and Congress and even Roosevelt said, let's just drop this because this could bring down the government by itself. It's so horrible. So for those of you out there sucking your thumbs, rolling your eyes, giggling and smirking, you think martial law is cute now that it's admitted that we're basically under it. Congress was threatened with martial law 9 weeks ago when they passed the banker takeover bill. Now close to $10 trillion stolen. I say close, $8.5 trillion as of 2.5 weeks ago. That was the last number we had, 7 weeks into the bailouts. I don't know what it is now. It's growing. All the offshore banks, no one can even see it. Congress can't see it. And when Congress says they want to see it, they're told, sit down and shut up. Now, this is a coup by offshore banks through Wall Street. All right, I'm done talking about it. The point is, if we wouldn't have had Smedley Butler in 1934, this country wouldn't exist right now, and Hitler would have won. But we became Hitler, so what does it matter? I mean, this is so important. They have had their coup. They found generals that like it. Now, they told Admiral Fox Fallon 4 months ago, to stage terror attacks against U.S. ships. This has now come out in New Yorker magazine and even MSNBC. He's claiming Iran did it, and he did resign. So I guess there are Smedley Butlers out there. I mean, the head of the Allied forces in the Middle East refused. But doesn't matter. They just get rid of him and put some, you know, demon in there who will. God help us, man. God help us. And again, I know you think martial law is for your brown neighbor. It's not. It's for you. It's for anybody who's got a bank account. These are thieves. This is the New World Order. They want power. They want global domination. They hate the United States. They just use false patriotism to sell us on this. Gary in California, thank you for holding. It is good to have you on the line with us.
Hey, thank you, Alex. I'd like to congratulate you on Prison Planet TV. It looks good.
Well, thank you. We're about to go to Web 2.0 with that and have it be a better format, but the quality of the videos is now top flight.
Okay. Well, the reason I called, I wanted to say that if after the troops are on the street, stage terror is the next stage, we better start warning people about it.
Well, yeah. No, it'll be, oh, the troops are here helping with car wrecks. Oh, and as I told you, now it's in the news all over. Oh, troops are here. Why is the Army here? Oh, they're here to help at a checkpoint. Oh, they're looking for drunk drivers. You know, now announced in California, you know, now announced in Texas. I mean, do you see how they're just creeping this in?
Oh, well, I I knew this was coming 15 years ago.
Well, that's because you hate America, like Smedley Butler.
Hey, Alex, do you want the Terror Storm bibliography?
Yes, sir. You're the guy that made that.
Yeah, the in-game one, too. Yeah.
That's right. What is the in-game.com and the Terror Storm? What is it? Martiallaw911.info.
That was a different guy. There was a guy who did the martial law one.
Yeah.
And then I did the in-game one. But I got the Terror Storm one if you want to use it because it's still relevant.
Okay, well, send it all to Kurt and Emo because, again, I checked out your bibliography on the last two films, excellent of the first film, and it's 100%. So send that to Kurt and Emo and send that to Aaron at Infowars.com, and we'll get it up on the site.
Does Kurt have an email or something? Or?
Yes, it's Kurt at Infowars.com. Also CC it to Aaron at Infowars.com.
Okay. All right. Hey, you're doing a great job, Alex. Keep it up.
Anything else, sir?
Oh, no, you're just speaking the truth. It's obvious. I've seen this coming for almost two decades. So.
Good to hear from you, my friend. Yes, that's the volunteer that made the bibliography for my film Endgame. I'm so busy getting the data and doing the research that most filmmakers don't have a bibliography for their film. We do, because he did one. But we vetted it, and sure enough, he found all the research we found and put it together. So every second of Endgame, which is really my most popular film ever, by the way. It's the best-selling by double. It's the film that's the most effective. Anyways, side issue. Get it on DVD at Infowars.com, and then follow along with the website, whatistheendgame.com or endgamemovie.com. Let's go ahead. When we tell you the UN public policy is to kill 80% of us, why, we have the official UN biological diversity assessment right there for you, thanks to that fellow you just heard. I mean, I show video of it in the film, but I'm kind of the point of, you know what? I showed you the name and the number of the document. You can get it at the library. If you don't believe me, go jump off a cliff. But if somebody makes us a bibliography, I'll post it. Mark in Florida, you're on the air. Welcome.
Yes, hello.
Hello, sir.
Yes, how are you, Alex? I'm interested in the theme of secrecy and human nature, like I've been, I think I've asked you about it before, and I was just wondering two things. Number one, an easy question, how do you read a government document? I've tried to read these government documents, and I get bored, and I fall asleep, and they seem really mealy-mouthed, and I find it difficult to...
The best way to read a government document is in the continuity, you know, with the history of the infrastructure that document is plugging into. So it's kind of like if you want to understand Godfather 3, you need to see Godfather 1 and 2. Or if
you really have to be rooted in history pretty well, then I probably need to read more history, you know, to get some perspective.
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, if you're going to look at the change in law to put troops on the streets, you've got to know why we got the 1878 Posse Comitatus Act. You've got to know about the Federalist Papers. You've got to understand what quartered among us meant, troops on the streets of the colonies, you know, going back to 1770s, 1780s. You've got to understand third world countries. You've got to understand Roman history, you know, Caesar bringing his legions into Rome. I mean, when they put troops on the streets, you're not in a free society. So then through that historical basis, then you study, I mean, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, that's a good one to read on the troop issue because it states right there that it's for civil insurrection, that the military is to engage the people. You could go read the Army War College report. We're linked to that. They state they're ready to splatter us. Stay there. I'm going to come back to you if you want to hold through the news. Important news. Stay with
us. It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
Looking for profit? Looking for safety and security? The $10 Olympic commemorative gold coin offers both. This low mintage collector coin with a total series mintage under $600,000 has sold at four times its current price. Falling dollar values and inflation make this likely to happen again. Secure your position today. Call Midas Resources at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Says he'll run for Speaker of the House.
You are listening to GCN.
590 KLBJ, Austin, Texas.
IRN USA Radio News, I'm Jody Jordan. Around the Middle East, opponents of Israel and its air assault on Hamas targets in Gaza are making their anger known. In Lebanon, there were cries of death to Israel from a crowd of about 1,000 people. Here's Mark Levy.
Israel has called up 6,500 reserve infantry forces. That's a clear sign that an invasion of Gaza is in the offing. In the meantime, Israel's air force is keeping up its attacks, hitting Hamas targets and security installations all over Gaza.
And 8 people are dead after a suicide bomb attack in Afghanistan. Officials say the bomber tried to attack a meeting of tribal elders and blew himself up near a primary school. Here's Jason Strazuso.
The attack came on the last day of school year for the children, and the students had gathered in the classroom to receive end-of-year certificates. Teachers were also delivering books to the students.
This is IRN USA Radio News.
If you've been watching the news lately, you've been hearing a lot about the obstacles in our economy. If you'll listen for just a few seconds, I'll share the opportunities that this economic downturn is offering to those with the energy, courage, and know-how to take advantage of it. Hi, how in the world are you anyway? I'm Andy Willoughby with the 3-Step Plan Home Business System. The 3-Step Plan helps people feel better, look better, and make more money. History has shown that our product line actually grows during an economic slowdown. Our newest product category actually grew 21% during the last 12 months, while most business categories were dropping like a rock. With the 3-Step Plan, you can help yourself and others develop another stream of income to survive and prosper in today's uncertain business climate. Don't wait for things to get worse. Check out the 3-Step Plan today. Go to 3stepplan.com or call 800-480-2102. 800-480-2102.
The forecast calls for clear skies today in the Midwest, a day after some summer-like weather a week into winter. The region was pounded with hail, high winds, and even funnel clouds. Much of Illinois, Missouri, and Michigan are under a flood watch. Bruce Sullivan is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service.
For most of the country, the weather is fairly tranquil this time of year. We do have a weather system moving through the Great Lakes, bring a little bit of snow to that region today. Otherwise, cold front associated with that is expected to push rapidly eastward.
And with Pakistan shifting troops away from the Afghan border and into the border region with India, there are concerns that militant violence in the northwestern area could escalate. And those concerns were heightened today when a suicide bomber killed 26 people in a region where Pakistan's army has battled insurgents for more than a year. For more news and analysis, log on to IRNnews.com.
The holidays are a time to celebrate with family and friends, but don't forget, it's also a time when cops will be cracking down on drunk drivers. It doesn't matter who you are or where you drive. If you drive drunk, you will get caught and you will get arrested. So go to parties and have fun this holiday. But don't forget that cops will be out in force. If you get drunk, do not get behind the wheel. Over the limit, under arrest. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Transportation.
Herman Rosenblatt's story about how he met his wife Roma has been held as a great love story, but now its truth has been called into question and the book scrapped. Here's Bob Eller. The Rosenblatts were interviewed twice over the years by Oprah Winfrey, who has called their romance the single greatest love story ever told on her show. In a statement issued through his agent, Herman Rosenblatt says he wanted to bring happiness and hope to people, and his motivation was to make good in this world.
U.S. Coast Guard search and rescue crews continue their efforts to find an American woman who reportedly fell from a cruise ship. The Mexican Navy has also been searching the waters off Cancun. Coast Guard spokesman Nick Amin describes how searchers are looking for the missing woman.
We have a starting position about 50 miles east of Cancun, Mexico. They take many variables such as weather, the water current, and they expand on that point. As time progresses, that search pattern keeps expanding.
And environmentalists are accusing government officials in Tennessee of downplaying the health risks from a giant sludge spill. More than a billion gallons of potentially toxic residue flooded out of a containment reservoir Monday at a coal-fired power plant. Resident Jeffrey Spurgeon lives in the neighborhood that was flooded with ash and water on Monday.
This whole cove was 8 foot deep, 200 foot wide, a half mile long. It's full of the sludge.
I'm Jody Jordan for IRN USA Radio News.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com, or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Yourself for a talk radio experience
like no other.
Strap yourselves in and hold on.
He stands for truth. He stands for justice. He stands for what's right. This is the Alex Jones Show. Call Alex now, toll free, at 877-590-5525. Now live from Austin, Texas, here's Alex Jones.
You know, there's 100 subjects I could cover, and I am going to get into the economy and what's happening between India and Pakistan, Israel, and the Gaza Strip right now. The European Union, the United States, China, they're all teaming up to start censoring the Internet. The general public, of course, isn't aware of that on average. Talk some about that. But, I mean, how do I not discuss the fact that there's a huge, long-term, covert operation to basically abolish Congress, where Congress is just a front, ceremonial, abolish the state governments and be ruled by the Pentagon, openly bought and paid for by foreign banks, while the foreign banks steal all of our pension funds and raise taxes to regulate and control our lives. I mean, New York State alone just passed 88 new taxes. I mean, there's all these new... They got a franchise tax in Texas. It's really a business tax, like an income tax on businesses. Oh, the crooks. And again, the politicians aren't getting hardly any of the money. It's incredible how cheaply they're bought. It's the foreign brokerage firms. That's where your tax money's invested. 60-plus percent of it off books. All right, going back to Mark in Florida. Mark, you were saying you don't understand how to read. Who was I talking to last? Was it Mark or was it? Okay, it was Mark in Florida. Mark, you were saying, I mean, I don't understand your question. What do you mean you don't know how to read government documents?
Well, what I was saying was that a lot of times that I missed the real point, you know, that I don't pull out of it. Like right now, I'm reading that Kissinger document from 1970. I think it's Defense Policy 200, and it just seems like, oh, they're trying to be nice and control the population so that people don't starve, that kind of thing.
You're reading State Department Memorandum 200.
Yeah, the one. Now I haven't gotten that far in it, but I'm just trying to try it out to see what I see.
Yeah, the quickest way to do that is to Google the name of it, and then people have culled out the key parts. Then you go check and make sure those parts are there. But yeah. No, they talk about U.S. policy being a reduction of the third world by 50%. They talk about using food as a weapon. They talk about using IMF and World Bank loans to control those governments. And then there's sub-directives that have separately been declassified, so it's all compartmentalized. But you can also read the United Nations biological diversity assessments. But 96 is one of the really evil ones, and it's all there.
96, I think I'll get a biodiversity assessment 96 and pull it up and see if I can. I just got a lot of reading to do. I'm a slow reader. That's my thing.
Well, a lot of people have already done the work for you, like check out U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. And
yeah, is that the one where they? I think I looked at that once because I heard you give that. Go ahead, tell everybody because you'd say it better than me.
Well, no. I mean, if you look at things like U.S. Code Title 50, Chapter 32, Subsection 1520A, Paragraph B. You know, it states, the whole header in the U.S. Code says you're not allowed to do secret chemical, biological, radiological testing on the American people. And then it says in that section, unless it's for research, and then you can do whatever you want, including lethal.
I mean, it's just incredible. You know,
why do you think in the 40s, 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, they would march U.S. troops into chambers and murder them? Our own government. So before the scientists would murder our troops, they had to have a go-ahead to do it. And so they gave them U.S. Code and the subchapters we just talked about. And you can read that at any government site or law university site. And, I mean, they play God. They see us as animals. Of course they carried out 9/11. They've murdered thousands of our own troops. But not just to kill troops, to find out who would follow orders to kill troops, to create those cadres. I appreciate your call. And we're in a lot of trouble, folks. Let me go ahead and talk to Aaron in Arizona. You're on the air, Aaron.
How's it going, Alex? I just want to start out by letting you know I'm a big fan of yours.
I'm a fan of you, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, listen, my quick question is I recently heard you talking about how the central banks are going to be cutting off liquidity to real mark in the population of the world, and they're kind of conduing all the fiat money to themselves, and while there's still value left, and they're
buying up real assets while they'll advertise, oh, we made $100 million investment for old people or something. That is a pittance compared to the tens of trillions they've stolen, and then they're leveraging those trillions in the market.
Right. I guess you probably discussed this before, but like I said, I recently started listening, and I apologize if this has been discussed. But as individuals, let's just say the fortunate of us that do have a bank account that aren't in any debt right now, what do I need to be doing right now to get ready? I mean, like stocking up on food, I've heard you guys talking about. I mean, is there some real ideas? Are there things that we can do for ourselves? Because I believe that they are going to bankrupt the U.S. dollar soon.
Well, I want to be clear here. You know, they had the system in place for total martial law, the executive orders, the PDDs, the training, the FEMA camps in the late 90s. And so people got upset then and said this could happen any time. It's kind of like the head of the country has been under the guillotine for decades. Now it just looks like, you know, before the executioner was standing upright smoking a pipe, now he's got his hand on the lever. And we're going, he may pull it, he may pull it, he may pull it. You know, I don't know if all of this is going to happen. All I know is they've built underground bunkers. They've hoarded food and water and weapons. And the private banks, over a decade ago, said they were going to engineer a world banking collapse to bring in their new world order. Now they've done that. Now we've seen hundreds of mainstream articles, like the Financial Times of London 2 weeks ago, saying, headline, and now for world government. And they say, there is a world government. We've kept it secret from you. It is tyrannical, but it's for your own good. We're going to fix the banking crisis when the world government is the banks, and the article admits it's the banks. So it's just an asinine So they're going to terrorize the public, implode the economy further, and now they've got all these IMF World Bank chiefs and presidents and prime ministers and world leaders on TV and radio and print saying it's a total collapse, saying it's a depression. I was watching CNN today, and they had all these world financial experts on saying global government's the answer, you know, all of this garbage when they engineered it. And so I think they're going to go ahead and drop the hammer fully. The question is, how bad is that hammer going to hit clanging us on top of our noggin? I personally, the network I'm on, Genesis, was founded, owned, and run by a gold company. So I'll tell you out of the gates, when I'm telling you buy gold, buy silver, you know, not only do I believe in it, not only have I bought it myself when it was $300 an ounce or $5 an ounce, you know, gold and silver, gold was $300, silver was $5.50 an ounce when I bought some, you know, and it's tripled in value. The bankers could play some game and lower it again. I don't think they are. But, you know, I mean, let me just out front here say I have an interest to push gold and silver, but I push what I believe in to begin with. So, you know, it's, you know, like they ask an artist, well, why do you paint paintings? Well, because I love to paint. And it's a side issue that I'm involved in the marketing of it. I believe in gold and silver. I believe you should be 20-30% in that. I wouldn't be in any paper right now. I mean, if you understand market fluctuation, you could be in, you know, the put options, you know, going long, going short. But I mean, that's very dangerous there. I mean, if I was you, I would be in cash, and I would be in gold and silver, and I would be liquid, and I wouldn't be taking on a lot of debts.
Right. And then one more quick thing on a personal note. Of course, I don't want to get too personal on the air, but let's just say my family does own a lot of land back east, we'll say, and my family has begun to kind of make preparations. Do you think that's a wise idea for me and for others listening to kind of...
Well, I mean... The truly wealthy people I know evacuated the United States a year ago. They said that was their drop dead day. So let me answer that question when we get back. Good to hear from you, sir. Kevin, Chris, Igor's first when we get back.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299.
Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone. With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Well, search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Oh, man. You know, I wish I wasn't right about all this stuff. But if you know about human history, there's emperors and corrupt systems and subterfuge and court intrigue and different groups bidding and vying for power. There's always corrupt elites that think they're God and seek to enslave the population. And there's always decadent slobs who did have liberty and freedom because of their ancestors who get lackadaisical and sit on their laurels, and then great tyranny comes. And the people stand up and fight back, and if they're blessed, they're able to get liberty again, and then they guard that liberty for a generation or two because they know how hard won, hard fought it is. And then over time, the tyranny just comes back again because their children and those children's children become slobs. We're in a lot of trouble, ladies and gentlemen. Close to $10 trillion has been stolen from the American taxpayer by private offshore banks in just the last 8-9 weeks. And it's only going to get worse. And the very banks that have done this, that are flush with capital, brag that they're flush with capital, and they have cut off liquidity to Main Street so that the real economy falls apart so that the banking economy can take over the rest of society. This is being done in a cold-blooded fashion. Only speaking up and standing up against it can stop it. Let's go ahead and talk to Igor in Virginia. Igor, you're on the air.
How you doing, Alex? Love your show, man.
Welcome.
Thank you for having me back.
Yes, go ahead.
Sir, I just want to say that Obama had a great opportunity to condemn the attack in Gaza, and he didn't issue a comment on that day. I bet anybody that if over 200 Israelis were killed, innocent civilians, you know, he would come out and quit his vacation in Hawaii and have a press conference on all major media channels and call it an act of terrorism, you know, by Palestine. But since Israel did it, you know, he's an AIPAC member, so he's not going to do anything about it. Anyway, thank you for having me on your show.
Thank you. I appreciate your call. Look, it is a nuanced issue, as they say. And, look, I'll come out and attack any country I want. I mean, if I think it's right to do. And what Israel did in Lebanon 2 years ago was a disproportionate response. It ended up coming out in Israeli papers that they did send in their own troops, setting them up to be captured, as in a pretext to go in. And that was a escalation, and Israel was repulsed by the Iranian-backed Hezbollah, the Shiite-backed Hezbollah. Now, this is Hamas in Gaza. And Hamas was set up in the mid-70s as a, quote, counterbalance against the People's Liberation Army or organization, Yasser Arafat. So it gets into all this divide and conquer. The Arabs are not one unified group. And then Israel, I guess, thought things were going to go in a different direction and allowed one of these groups to get control of the Gaza Strip. Hamas, too. And it is a real mess. I mean, there are rebels, you could call them, in the populated areas, using the populated areas as cover to fire these Katyusha rockets, which are glorified, you know, homemade rockets. But they do kill people. Every week somebody gets killed by one. And Israel now is talking about invading Gaza itself. So that is going to be quite a loss of life. Tens of thousands if this continues. And they're talking about 900 wounded now. More than 300 dead. Those are the latest numbers. And the Israeli stock market is plunging. I mean, I'm not saying that Israel should just sit there and let people shoot rockets at them. But at the same time, three or four people die in the U.S. every day of running into deer on the highway. And you get one person on average dying a week in Israel from one of these rockets. That's certainly not fun having them one, you know, drop on your house or school. But this will only embolden the resistance. And they originally founded Hamas, two-stage terror attacks to kill different peace deals. Kurt Nemo up on Infowars.com yesterday, wrote a story called Obama Silent on Gaza Raids. And in that, he gives links to the mainstream news articles where they admit, and Israeli papers admit, that Israel stages terror attacks through Hamas. That's the group they have the most control over. I'm not saying they run Hamas, but they certainly have their people in it and provocateurs in it. And they do stage terror attacks at key points when Israel doesn't want peace because Israel, the Israeli military wants to continue running that country. So those are just the facts. I just report the facts here. I'm not taking sides in all of this. It's disgusting when you see the video of the children with their arms and legs blown off. Let's take another call. Kevin in Massachusetts. You're on the air, Kevin.
Hello. Hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi, Alex. Are you there?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, hi. I'm a frequent caller, a regular listener, a real fan of yours. I think you're about the only instance of what I would call the uncontrolled opposition left. But anyhow, I have 2 points I'd like to ask you about. Number one, does the name Benjamin Fulford ring a bell with you?
Yeah, and who is it? Because my memory, like, you'll know a name and then you don't remember who they are.
Okay, he's a Canadian fellow. He's based in Tokyo. He was the head of
Forbes. Oh, yeah, no, I mean, I've interviewed him 3 or 4 times. He used to write for Forbes.
Right.
And he says that there's this big Asian global mafia that's aware of the New World Order and about to strike back and all of this. And then yeah, he's able to get meetings with David Rockefeller and people. Sure, of course.
Right, exactly.
Of course I know who he is.
Do you think he's credible?
You know, I believe he believes the things he's saying, and I believe that a lot of what he's saying is true. But I want to try to be nice about all this. He comes off a little wacky sometimes, but so do I. So, you know, the truth is wacky.
Right. Okay, question number two here. I'm a fan of yours for several years now, and I have a lot of your DVDs. I was looking over one last night. I was watching Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed.
Yes.
Okay, I'm just kind of curious, you know, where did all that money go? Is it, like, all gone now?
Well, for those that don't know, everybody should watch Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports Exposed. People say, well, that sounds boring. Well, if you think tiny water districts having hundreds of millions in secret bank accounts on the record, or if you think every major school district stealing money and basically being mafia fronts, if you think that 65% of all the tax money you pay goes directly to offshore banks and is a huge fraud based out of a Chicago mafia model, the Chicago 1313 model that went nationwide in the 1950s, then you shouldn't care about it. Where it went was into the hands of the globalists. How do you think the New World Order buys everything up and has so much power? They run scams. They don't just control the private central banks that control the issuance of currency. And every time a dollar or a pound or a yen or a yuan or a euro is created, debt is paid to the bankers. They also get your local money. And then that's what this control collapse is about, so they can claim all that money was just lost when it isn't lost. Look, I told people a year before Enron got in trouble, get out of Enron. It was a front, a money laundering op, because I had sources in Houston. I'll just leave it at that. What happened? What happened? It turned out it was a total front. Remember, he later became Secretary of the Army. White would give the legislature of California tours of fake computers with fake computer training. Most of the stock market isn't even real. It's all just made up, sir. You understand?
You sure do, Alex. Hey, thanks very much. And I sent you some websites on the Navy building an army a couple of weeks ago. I hope you got them.
We did get them. I saw them in Aaron's email. I'll try to get them to post them. We'll be right back.
The headlines are clear. The worldwide economic collapse is here. The military is being positioned for martial law. The mark of the beast is at hand. Governments are calling for a new world cashless economic system. Having a long-term food solution is your only hope to stay free. Now, Survivalist Seeds introduces their Escape the Beast Kit. 24 varieties of all-natural, non-genetically modified heirloom seeds. For true patriots and homesteaders wanting food insurance. That's over 5 pounds of rare historic seeds for a penny per seed. 15,000 seeds that will feed a family healthy food for 7 years. Big John Lipscomb, host of Don't Tread on Me, is including an instructional DVD that will teach you how to earn big money selling the produce from his incredible heirloom seeds back to him, restaurants, and small delis. Don't buy from copycats. Their fancy packaging is not free. Order today before it's too late. SurvivalistSeeds.com. That's SurvivalistSeeds.com. A long-term food solution.
Hello, this is Tom with HempUSA.org. Most of you have been hearing my ads for the past few months, and it's no secret that the economy is failing and prices are rising in all sectors. If you've been thinking of a nutrient-dense daily food source and a storable food for yourself and family, the time to act is now. At HempUSA.org, we still believe that food will be your greatest asset in these trying times ahead. Please call 1-908-691-2608 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Beware, be smart, and be ready. Call 908-691-2608 or visit us at hempusa.org. Families need this high-quality natural food source for its low price and long storage shelf life. This incredible food source should be a staple part of your diet every day. Call 908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
How many times have you been in the dark looking for a flashlight, only to find the one that you have is broken, the batteries are dead, or it's just not bright enough? You need the Packlight. The Packlight is the longest-lasting flashlight on the market and simply snaps onto any 9-volt battery and uses two high-powered LED lights. It's small enough to carry in your pocket, car, garage, and home. The Packlight can survive severe impact, be frozen solid, and still work flawlessly. The Packlight is so durable, soldiers overseas rely on them, and has been featured in the New York Times and Backpacker magazine. The Packlight comes with a 25-year warranty, and prices start at just $12.99. To learn more and see for yourself just how incredible this small flashlight can be, visit 9voltlight.com. That address again is 9voltlight.com. Or call us today at 877-715-4448. That's 877-715-4448.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Yeah. Yeah, you let the military-industrial complex get in control, and now the bankers are going to steal you blind. These people are razor sharp. And if they get their way, they will slice you apart. We are back live, ladies and gentlemen. And if the New World Order gets your name, well, you might not make it back. The New World Order likes to kill in their wake. You see dead bodies, burning cities, and now they want to bring down the U.S. But of course, you'll hail them while they steal you blind. You'll hail them as they bring down the Republic. And they haven't even turned on the juice yet, ladies and gentlemen. They haven't even released the bioweapons yet. But when the clock strikes midnight, back live. Thank you for joining us. Let's go back to your phone calls. You know, I can sit around and joke about this, but this is deadly, dangerous, real. They're going for broke. They wouldn't have stole $4 trillion from the Pentagon. They wouldn't have stolen almost $9 trillion that we know of taxpayer money the last 9 weeks if they weren't planning to go for broke. You got that? You understand? They're going to pose up there on the media like your saviors, with all these international bankers, the very culprits, the very authors of what we see happening, selling you on their next solution, which is military occupation and the government running every facet of your life. And as society breaks down and the crime rate explodes, they'll tell you, hey, we got some heroes in uniform. Turn your guns into them. They'll take good care of you. And if you do, we'll feed you. Now, that's how bad it's going to get if we don't say no to these folks. I want to cover some other news items, but let's continue with your phone calls. Let's talk to Shanine in Austin. You're on the air, then Chris and others. Go ahead, Shanine.
Yes, thank you so much. It's Shaheen, actually.
Shaheen.
Yes, thank you so much for having me on. I'm half Iranian, but not that matters. I just was very upset, and thank you so much for having your show about. I'm just very upset what's happening in the Gaza right now. I grew up in Saudi Arabia. My father was with Aramco very early on, and I got to know the Palestinian people and their story. And unfortunately, I think in this country we're misled as to who's the good guys and who's the bad guys. I am not anti-Semitic.
Being Arab is Semitic. So why would you be against yourself? Semitic just means,
yeah,
Semitic
that's
people.
True. No, you're exactly right. We're all like cousins and stuff. No, I agree with you totally, Alex. Totally. That's totally right. But I just think that this whole drama, we just can't have this happen. I mean, it's biblical. It's not even like, you know, it's just not a good
thing. Well, every time the Middle East gets bombed, people think it's the end of the world. And it's kind of a cop out. You know, with all these kids dying. But regardless, it's wrong what's going on over there. And
thank you so much for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure. I mean, do you have any comments about what's happening over there?
Well, I think that I think that Americans are kind of like, they're just more intelligent now or whatever, maybe the economic crisis or whatever, they're getting more in tune with it. And if they would just understand the whole Arab-Israeli conflict and kind of see what happened in the 1950s and get more educated about it. It doesn't have to be anti-Israeli or anti-Arab or whatever, but we would have all this drama and all this horrible terrorist issues and all this stuff would just be, just basically.
Well, you know, there's four different types of terrorism. There's real terrorism, then there's provocateur terrorism, there's staged terrorism. And then there's basically, state-sponsored criminal terrorism where they use a separate criminal group. It's another type of false flag. My only point looking at this is is that Israel admits they founded Hamas as a counterbalance to the PLO. Now the PLO is kicked out of Gaza, and Israel's little creation from 1973 is in control.
You are so intelligent.
Oh, I am not intelligent. That I just read that out of Haaretz and the Jerusalem Post, but it's good to hear from you. So this stuff is more sophisticated. Now, there is a growing group of Americans, I'd say more than 50%, that are informed, that do know what's going on, that are nonpartisan, that know our government's been hijacked, that know the New World Order's real, who know how to read, you know, the globalists when they openly say they're setting up world government. But of the 50% that aren't awake, you've got mainline liberals, mainline conservatives that are so bought into the false paradigm that even as the mainstream media admits that that was a false paradigm, they won't wake up. And a lot of Americans, you know, say nuke Pakistan, you know, nuke the Middle East. Pakistan isn't in the Middle East. It's in Central Asia. So the problem is a lot of Americans are about as dumb as this lady.
Personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as, and I believe that they should, our education over here in the U.S. should help the U.S. Or should help South Africa and should help the Iraq and the Asian countries, so we will be able to build up our future for our.
Now, the establishment knows that they've got a bunch of schmucks who will believe whatever they're told in this nation. So that's why we're being used and abused. I mean, an example of this is 91% of Americans in three separate Gallup polls I've seen, that number always comes up in the last 4 years, want our borders controlled and don't want even more legal visas issued, much less illegal people allowed in here. What do both parties do? They both push for amnesty, and then Congress, remember a year ago, said, oh, well, we're going to make this new immigration bill secret, immigration reform. Just trust us, it is an amnesty. And then Senator Sessions leaked the bill, and there were 21 loopholes. And in a way, it was true. It wasn't amnesty. It was worse. It said aggravated felons were legal if they just signed a pledge to not do it again. So it was a pardon for felons and unlimited legalization and amnesty for 9 years, seven guaranteed. You could sign an extension. So the government says, trust us, we won't lie to you. This will end illegal immigration, but we won't show you the bill. And then now, if Congress won't pass a banker takeover bill, they're told by the executive, we will just declare martial law then. Under the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, and Senator Inhofe goes on TV and radio, Congressman Waters and a bunch of others, I had them on the radio. I didn't just get the C-SPAN clips and play them on my radio show. We called and got them on the show. And I had people emailing me saying it was fake interviews, that we didn't interview them. I mean, I was on YouTube watching a video. Somebody put up a clip of my PrisonPlanet.tv show up there. I'm trying to find it now. Oh, I had it here in the stack. Oh, here it is. And this guy, it's Peter Schiff on Alex Jones TV, Ponzi Scheme, One of Three is the name of the video on YouTube. And it's been up a few days. It's got 10,000 views. And down here it says, but it's a good bet that this is all untrue unless there's some evidence to the contrary, and there's no evidence outside the paranoid ramblings of nuts for the New World Order, and all the conspiracy theorists can actually agree on is a conspiracy. It's a good bet that Occam's razor is being used correctly in this instance. And then there's a talk earlier about how I'm a liar and it's all made up and there's no New World Order. Sir, hundreds of books have been written with the title New World Order, calling for world government. Hundreds of newspaper articles in the last 2 months have said, yes, world government's being set up by the banks. You'll pay a carbon tax to them. Everything I told you they do. Everything I told you years ago, they would have an economic collapse. They'd use terrorism as a pretext to take our freedoms. And that when they finally brought it to a head, they'd put troops on the streets of America. Now, how did everything I say come true? Because I was reading the Club of Rome, reading the CFR, reading the Rand Corporation, public stuff. Can you imagine what we don't know? And this guy, This guy just...
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great-tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today, 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
Are you one of the people who think, I have plenty of time, nothing's ever going to happen bad to me? Do you believe that when your cupboards are bare, our corporate-controlled government will jump right in to feed you and yours? Do you have at least a year's supply of food for your family? This is Kurt, the armchair survivalist, heard on this network. Survival Enterprises sells real food, canned for long-term storage. Beef, chicken, turkey, bacon, butter, cheese, eggs, freeze-dried fruits and vegetables, Mountain House freeze-dried meals, MREs, a full nutritional line, the British Birkfeld water filter, and more. If you want to prepare now, go to beforeitstoolate.us. That's beforeitstoolate.us. Or call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. Or you can put your head in the sand and be just another sheeple in the corporate-controlled flock. But remember, those who don't learn from history are bound to repeat it.
How would you like to save up to 90% on your phone bill? It can be done thanks to Empire One Telecom. EOT offers voice over IP technology that will allow you to make phone calls from your home or business without the high cost. Take advantage of EOT's most popular plan, which includes unlimited long distance throughout the U.S. and Canada, and 360 minutes of international calling for only $19.95 a month. Plus, all calling plans include over 40 special features, including call waiting caller ID, and three-way calling free. Take your phone number on the road with you thanks to EOT's travel-friendly box. Simply plug your adapter into any internet connection and start making phone calls. It's that easy. So if you have a high-speed internet connection and are ready to dramatically lower your monthly phone bill, choose your plan now at EOTTech.com. That's EOTTech.com. EOTTech.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Look, for everybody out there who's in denial about world government, private families that control the central banks, that control the brokerage firms, it's just a Ponzi scheme. It's a scam. But they're so big, their Ponzi schemes don't fail. They buy off your military. They buy off your governments with the trillions of dollars they've got that taxpayers have to pay back later. That's the little hitch. And they're just setting up tyranny, and they've been openly bragging about it. They all need to be arrested. They're all a bunch of Madoffs. But instead, they're hailed as our saviors on the news. Oh, let's cut to this brokerage firm's head. He'll tell us how to save the economy. Well, you give the bankers unlimited power and regulatory power, and we'll fix it, when they're the ones that did it. And things are only going to get worse until we turn this around. And, I mean, as for New World Order, you can go to Google News and type in New World Order and see hundreds of mainstream news articles. It's telling you how great it is and how good it is. And then meanwhile, people are telling me it doesn't exist. Listen, stop sucking your thumbs. Stop denying world governments here and exist. All it is a global consortium, a global corporate takeover of sovereign countries. And they transfer the nation-state power into illegitimate, unelected boards like the IMF, the World Bank, the World Trade Organization, the International Bank of Settlements. Grow up. You know, good government is small and protects freedom. Bad government attacks freedom and loots the public. I mean, I've got all these articles about all the bureaucrats they're creating and the way they're harassing landowners and the American people. I mean, this is, and they know you're going to revolt. They know you're not going along with it. They're going to make examples out of people. But they're going to end up getting their hind ends kicked. I mean, look at this story here. All over the U.S. and England, they're putting cameras and microphones in the school bathrooms. Big Brother, CCTV to spy on pupils age 4, complete with CPS evidence kit. This is out of the Globe and Mail Online, Daily Mail in the U.K., but it admits it's happening here in the U.S. as well. It says that it's in the school bathrooms everywhere. I'm just sick of it. I mean, just, they're training your kids how to be prisoners. The state is trying to make you its property. Oh, and I'm sick of it. Let's talk to Lee in Austin, Texas. Lee, you're on the air. Welcome.
Hi, how are you?
Good.
It's good to hear you. I listened to your program, but this is the first time I've called.
Welcome.
I only have three statements to make. Number one, when is this country going to wake up and read the Constitution, the Declaration of Independence, and remember where, why, and how we were founded? Number two, when are we going to learn to read about the people that are elected before we push the button? And number three, when are we going to get out the incumbents and actually put people in that are going to listen to us, that are going to protect our rights, that are going to keep Big Brother at bay and really do care about the American people?
Well, you know, 30 years ago, 20 years ago, if the polls showed that 90% of people wanted something and it was constitutional, government wouldn't do it. Why do you think now 80% want to enter the war continues, 91% want to control the borders, it doesn't happen? You know, 80%+ want to end the drug war, it continues. That's happening because of the electronic voting machines that are basically CIA-run, the big four companies. And so they're heading us off at the pass. It's called tyranny. That's why they're moving into the final phase of troops. But go ahead.
Here's a true fact for you. All these Mexicans, illegal aliens, and other people that are coming into this country, when we were living in Las Vegas, Nevada, we watched them at a huge rally state about how much they wanted to be Americans while they waved huge Mexican flags. If you want to be an American, where is your American flag?
I hear you, and I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. Look. Everybody made a big deal about giving poor children Chinese slave-made toys that break in 1 hour and give them lead poisoning. How about we give our children a future, liberty, freedom, without foreign bankers ruling over us? Freedom, a Bill of Rights, due process, a constitution, an even playing field is what our children need. But they've taken our heroes away. I mean, I'm not against sports, but those aren't real heroes. See, they've taken our heroes as well, because they don't want a hero to be somebody that stands up against tyranny or somebody that fights City Hall or Rosa Parks. They want to make the hero somebody that hits a ball, because that is an issue that doesn't matter. So they'll, again, they've taken our role models away. They have done it all. And absolutely, the U.S. government, the criminals they are, not our legitimate government, for 60 years has paid for textbooks in Mexico teaching the children that the U.S. belongs to Mexico and the U.S. is evil. And then the PR firm that got Bush elected, Rob Allen and Co. up in Dallas, this was in the Dallas Morning News, by the way, it ran all those illegal alien demonstrations of 2 years ago. That was all White House run by a Republican front group. Of course, the Democrats are for it, too, because the globalists want to destroy wages and break this country down. So they handed out the American flags to the illegal aliens out of the backs of trucks. But the illegals didn't want that. They wanted to wave their Mexican flags and say, Viva La Raza, which means up with the race. And I know it feels good to all be into your race. You know, and there's and the point is I've had to transcend that to understand divide and conquer. But I'm not going to sit here like a schmuck and play along that La Raza or the race or all these other groups aren't New World Order controlled. Mexico's New World Order controlled. It's a narco-terrorist state. And I don't blame people wanting to come up here and get a better life, but I do blame them buying into New World Order propaganda about bringing down the U.S. The globalists want to bring the U.S. down. They're done with the U.S. They've used us to build their world government. Now they're bringing in their world government, and they want us to be a third world nation. The U.S. is being sucked dry by offshore banks. The globalists want open borders. They want to break up our families. They want to destroy the middle class, whether you're Hispanic, white, black, it doesn't matter. So anything the globalists are for, anything the CFR is for, you need to be against. And when they play that mind game of telling you, hey, there's no such thing as a New World Order, you need to get angry at them and say, listen, dirtbag criminal, I can read the hundreds of government documents and the hundreds of news articles telling me there's a world government and telling me how good it is. And then the minute I say I don't want your world government, you laugh at me and patronize me, and tell me it doesn't exist. That's a mind game. What a sick joke. You people are discredited. They're still spewing the old propaganda of denying it. Meanwhile, their bosses are announcing it is here, and it is happening. Let's talk to Kyle in Bastrop. Kyle, you're on the air. Welcome.
Welcome. And George Bush, we tried for treason.
George Bush is a mindless, petty, nobody puppet, just like Barack Obama. He's a front man, so everybody focuses on him while the bankers in the back room financially rape us.
And when you kill 3,000 people thus to go to war, back in the 40s, Adolf Hitler killed 6 million Jews, and we went to war with him.
Listen, I appreciate your call. Hitler killed more than that. At least 20 million people died during World War II, Jews, Poles, Russians, French, North Africans. Was absolutely horrible. And again, Hitler was financed by the U.S. It's declassified. The Milner Group, mainline British history books teach it. The British Empire and the U.S. put him in power to wreck Europe. You know, they set him up knowing what he would do, then told him to take Europe, told him to attack the Russians, and then set him up. So see, who's more evil, Hitler or the people that set Hitler up? Remember that. Let's talk to Roger in Georgetown. You're on the air, Roger.
Hi, Alex. Good to talk to you, man.
Good to talk to you.
All of this begs the question, well, what can we do as individuals? Well, I've got a garden. I'm buying gold and silver coins. And the lady that before said, well, why don't people read the Constitution? Well, I read the part that says the state shall make no law with respect to private contracts. So no law applies when you and I agree that I'll do some work for you for X amount of dollars. So I'm doing that as much as I can and staying out of banks and trying to get away from all of that. Now, if you take the money out from under them, that'll get their attention. I don't know what else to do. I mean, you know, everybody says, well, I'm for liberty, and then they go get a big loan from the banks.
Or they whine and cry and say, why would the foreign bankers hurt us? Don't they care? Don't they love me? They're ruthless conquerors. They're ruthless conquerors that are economically, militarily conquering us with a pincer attack. And all this phony environmentalism has nothing to do with the earth. It's about taxes. Go ahead.
And they put little commercials on the air that say, what's in your wallet? Well, my money, thank you very much. It's not in your wallet. It's in mine. Thanks. You know, I'm not going to, you know, I just trust in God, and I do the best that I can. And I can make a private contract with somebody. They pay me cash. Nobody knows the difference. Big deal. It's not illegal.
I hear you, brother. Right. Good to hear from you. Got to jump. This is the end of the transmission. We are out of time. I'll see you in T-minus 6 days and 22 hours back live Sundays, 4 to 6 p.m. Don't forget the weekday show. Live, if you don't have a local AM or FM in your area, at Infowars.com. And the free podcast daily with over 120,000 people a day downloading the free podcast of the radio show at Infowars.com. Look, all I've ever done is told you the truth. Everything I told you has come true. We're right. We know what's going on. Join us. Defend the Republic. God bless you all.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Did you miss your favorite shows on GCN today? Thanks to the continued support of our listeners, subscribers, and sponsors, we are proud to bring the GCN audience a new and exciting way to listen called On Demand. Available on GCNLive.com, On Demand plays each show continuously until the next time the show goes live. It's simple to use. Just go to GCNLive.com, click on the On Demand button, and find your favorite shows. Don't get discouraged. Get On Demand. Free. Thanks again to the listeners at GCNLive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is